Blog Talk Radio.
Each and every week. Yeah, Steve Max, y'all. Each and every week. You know what it is. Each and every week. Hood Tunes Radio.
Hood Get Tunes in. Radio.
Hood Tunes Radio.
That's right,
That's
y'all.
Right, y'all.
Every week.
Hood Tunes Radio.
Hey, yo, what's up, E-Man?
Here we come again.
What?
Bringing all the music to the neighborhood and friends.
Yeah.
Say what? Turning it out. Gonna bring the music and the boys right out. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Every time we play all of these tracks, people always gotta say that we're bringing heat.
Yes.
Cause we got our ears and our heart to the street.
That's what?
To the radio, on the music every day, baby, got it on the phone.
Yeah.
Each and every week, all you gotta do is call me.
Yeah.
Each and every time you get on the line, I'ma spit my mind.
Yeah.
Each and every week, Good Tunes Radio, the heat of the street.
Whoa.
All you gotta do is go to blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah.
Type in the search box,
Hood Tunes Radio.
Or just call on the line, call on the line, call on the line. Say the number every time, every time, every time. Each and every week, yeah, we're from the city that's bringing you the heat.
Yeah.
In your track, Hood Tunes Radio.
Oh, you play that.
Yo, it's your boy E-Max, and we want to shout out to everybody out there. Hood Tunes Radio, baby!
Week,
Cleveland.
This motherfucking stupid shit.
All right, man, y'all know what it is, man. I got some new technology in my face. I'm not touching a damn thing. This your boy, E-Max, man. You have tuned in to Hood Talk Radio. The number to call in is 646-478-0944. And I know the game on. We're going to be making little comments about that shit. But, it's just really like to entertain us, man, to keep our mind off the government and what they doing. So let's everybody keep our motherfucking ears and our eyes open, because there's a reason behind the reason for the feeding. The motherfuckers ain't halting the government for nothing. Something going on, y'all. Something besides what they're telling us. You know what I'm saying? So I just want y'all to pay attention to that. While y'all out there on Facebook and Circle and Twitter, some tweets and you being a twit and all of that, look up some shit, man, that might be pertinent to your future, to your life, and not just your lifestyle. This is your boy E-Max, the coolest host in the world, and you have tuned in to Hood Talk Radio. I want to say one thing to all of y'all. Read something. All right, I'm going to play this song right here. That's it. You see if I can touch that. We got technology in the house. It's 137 rounds remix, man.
Black on black.
Black on black.
OPN.
OPN.
Wish fam. And they thought they were going to be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties in organized cop killings, 12 Caucasians and a Zimmerman, a mental Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with them. Black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with them. Black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with the Klan. Black shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops? What? Because a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Paul Redneck has a way with words.
Yeah.
He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. The Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can. 25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right. They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot. The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Hold it, Frank, wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. Too shady. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison and system. Too shady. Still, I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. We think it's great, we take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, there's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one to run up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead are off top, family dreaming. It's red like the plague, it won't stop this. Season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air, black power. The first pig never did, the fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Where's the beast?
Where's the beast?
Where's the beast?
That's where my studio was. 646-470-9444. This your boy E Max, man. And I got a couple of things I want to say. You know what I'm saying? First of all, shouts out to Boy the Restless Radio. Miss Contagious, Nikki, Mr. New York, Golden Child, DJ Sykes, just had it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all. Because y'all do y'all thing, and really y'all inspire me to do what I do. I want to send a shout out to that old 70 or 82 year old man out in St. Louis, Missouri, who said to me one time that the Willie Lynch letter is not significant. He's black. He's rich, you know, he lives in a gated community and everything, so he wanted to know what's wrong with black folks in America. Well, most black folks in America suffer from political exclusion. A lot of the politics and the laws and policy, they always find loopholes that let us in, and we come up behind those loopholes, and then they turn around and shut the loopholes down and then say, well, it was because of this, because of that. For instance, I hope y'all didn't forget about all them damn red light cameras we reported they was putting up in the city, right? Well, they tearing up the streets so that they can put them in. But what I wanted to tell y'all Because I was watching the news the other day, and Ed Gallagher said they wanted to see, you know, it's supposed to be mandatory that, you know, everywhere they have those red light cameras that you get 300 feet, a 300 feet warning, okay? The sign has to be at least 300 feet away from the cameras itself. The little traffic enforcement sign. Like, you'll be driving down the street, coming to an intersection, and you'll see a little sign, and it'll let you know there's red light cameras there. Well, it's mandatory, federally mandatory, that they be 300 feet away from the light itself.
Damn.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
Ah.
Oh, man. Wow. That's some bullshit. Well, the motherfucker was doing the ones on the west side.
I'm going to get mad at them.
250, 235, 245 feet, 275 feet. The distance between the sign and the camera itself. Okay. All good, close to 300 feet. No problem. Yep. You motherfucking Indians, man, they better chew some tobacco and spit. But they come on the east side, what we have, 75 feet, 85 feet. The longest distance was the one on Chester. It was 113 feet away from the side. Still far away from the 300 feet that's mandated by the state. Federal government, excuse me. They override the state. But the city chooses, on the east side, where it's predominantly black drivers, not to give us the state or the federally mandated warning distance for the signs and the cameras. So it's no wonder, every time you ride up Euclid Avenue, bam, you get smacked by a motherfucking red light camera. You know why? Because they do not follow, and the East Cleveland police know this shit. They owe millions of dollars to the people that make them damn cameras. They know that the federal guideline is that it's 300 feet at least away from the motherfucking light itself. And you can pull up to a red light and sit there for a second, and that motherfucker just flashed. Ain't nobody moving. The light is red. You ain't even got to the crosswalk line, and a motherfucker flash on you. What is that? Now you on the hook. Now they're saying the shit going up from $95 to $145 on some cases. 195, depending on if you ran a red light speed. But don't forget, even though they have what they call the cameras, they got the infrared, they can read your license plates and all this and all of that. But it's been reported that these motherfuckers are actually not just taking pictures of the front or the back license plates, they're taking pictures of the driver. So if you sit in your car and you got a blunt in your mouth when you roll it through that camera or you pull up to that motherfucker and it flash in front of you, they're going to have that motherfucking blunt on the paper in your mouth with your license plate numbers. You know what I'm saying? They got you. So there's really no way to fight that shit, man. Them motherfuckers being crooked all the way around. You know what I'm saying? They know this shit. There are more cameras in East Cleveland in our whole city. And East Cleveland is like about 7 blocks. I'm just getting sick. But it's very small. It's very small. Okay? And they got about 25, 26 lights. And they still owe millions. And they just basically, they're going to keep owing millions because the one motherfucker that just dogged the city and took all the money and everything, he got reelected. He got reelected. I ain't even going to give him the pleasure of saying his name. Y'all know who he is if you voted for him. And if you didn't, congratulations, but the effort, it didn't work. He's still the mayor of East Cleveland, y'all. I don't know what Eric J. Brewer thought he was doing, endorsing Joey, whatever her name is, Joey. And that's funny because my daughter's name is Joy, but I can say her name, but I can't say the other lady named Joey. That's funny. But she didn't make it, and I guarantee you she didn't make it because she had Eric Brewer with his cross-dressing ass endorsing her.
Well, Brian Johnson's brother.
Who?
Brian Johnson.
Oh, because they got, you know, even though East Cleveland is a small little political town, it's still owned by the Rockefellers. So, you know, they got to say so, you know, what's going on in East Cleveland. The whole thing is that they want the black people to move, but they can't, well, I can't say they can't, but morally, without causing a scene, all right, they already closed down the only hospital they had out there, the only trauma unit we had on this side of town. And that was two strikes to the community over there, and nobody moved. The motherfuckers are still staying out there. So they let the roads go down. They let the motherfucking hill slide down into the middle of the streets. They let the houses get dilapidated. They ain't tearing down their motherfucking house in East Cleveland. There's so many boarded up houses in East Cleveland, man. It is fucking ridiculous. They ain't tearing down their one. So y'all pay attention to the dumb shit that's going on in our neighborhoods. You know what I'm saying? We got the state troopers off the highway but in the hood. Now, I don't spend that much time on the west side, but, you know, if somebody out there want to sponsor my investigation on just how far the Ohio State Troopers go through the hood and where they go, do they go in the west side neighborhoods like that? Do they hit the poor white and Latino neighborhoods like they do the black neighborhoods? I don't think so. It ain't that many of them. They're supposed to be on the highway. Yeah. All this 139 A-bell and shit. You know, like, what the fuck is that? You and they listen to that motherfucker. Like, wait a minute, motherfucker. You supposed to be on the highway. That motherfucker say highway patrol. What are you doing in the neighborhood?
Blue lights.
Blue lights. See, a lot of people don't get it. The state overrides the city. Okay? It's like if you go down, you get caught with some crack. And you in your car, and you ain't got no license. And you supposed to go to court for your driver's license. Stay like, fuck your driver's license. You can write this time for the crack cocaine. It's a county case. So that means the county is bigger than the city, and the state is bigger than the county. So what you're going to do is go downtown to a city jail because you committed a crime in the city. This is going to be bonded over to a jury. It's now being taken over by the county, and you'll be transferred to the county jail. For your processing and all of that bullshit, you might get kicked back out to the city jail where you first committed your infraction. It may not be the same district, but at least you'll be in the city jail. All right, because once you make it downtown to the county jail, you either ain't got no money to bond out, or they already know that you're ready to send your ass to prison. But you're going to plead deal. You know what I'm saying? Same principle applies to these motherfucking red light cameras. When you following these politicians, just like right now, they keep calling about, the vote. Everybody crying about the vote, but ain't nobody getting out there casting their opinions. Now, I'm not trying to discourage the vote that some people live for that day, but it's just an opinion. Based on how many opinions, it just might serve the majority. But it's the electoral college. It's what the motherfuckers that run this country. You know what I'm saying? So, that is what. I'm learning some shit here. I'm learning how to work a Kindle right now, y'all. Okay. Now it says what? The Kindle's registered. So what that mean?
Just live it live.
Okay, there we go. I'm learning. I only got to jump on yet. But what I was saying is that, you know, you have to apply some of these things to your life because we ain't really voting for shit. We think we are, but we ain't voting for nothing, man. We ain't voting for a motherfucking thing. Stop. I wasn't trying to play this song again.
Black on black. Black.
So think about, like, when you go to the grocery stores and all of this shit, how if you look at the back packaging, you'll see modified this, genetically modified that. You want to watch out for that shit because they feeding us. It was one of the reasons why they had a, what do they call that, a march on Monsanto down on West 25th. You know what I'm saying? Because right now, they taking over everything. Say you got a field next to a Monsanto field, and the wind blowing your direction, and it germinates, and, you know what I'm saying, you grow a big old gigantic crop of Monsanto foods. Okay? Well, once you do that, see, I did it again. Nothing, I got it. What you would do is you would grow a whole field of Monsanto foods, and Monsanto would say, well, now we own your field because you've been growing our selling our products. And what will happen after that is your shit won't grow back now because it's been cross-pollinated with Monsanto shit, and they are a manufacturer that it won't grow twice. So you have to go back and buy some more seed from them to get your farm back in shape. So you got to be careful. And we eating the shit that they selling. Okay, we eating it. I don't know what a lot of y'all think about this government shutdown shit, but I really just believe it's another reason. Well, okay, here it is. The debt ceiling can only be gone, can only go so far. So if you cry broke, then I give you a little bit more time to either pay your bills or be able to flip your money. So now you got to find somebody to loan you some money to flip. The feds ain't giving us none. And that's fucked up because they got their interest rates on everything, $1 million or more, at 1%. You know what I'm saying? So millionaires is getting great returns on everything. They loaning everybody money as long as you're a millionaire. And you only got to pay, you borrow $1 million, you pay $100,000 back. No, I'm sorry, you pay $10,000 back. $1,000,010. That's how that works. And that's why these motherfuckers keep getting rich. They can go to the feds and say, I need a couple bill. And they say, okay, well, then you pay a couple of mail back after you flip them a couple bills. And that's what they're doing. One of the reasons why they want to stir up the economy and create some jobs and all this and all that shit, because there ain't enough people paying taxes. Their little plan backfired on themselves. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know, people, a lot of people out there be watching. I be on YouTube. I see a lot of the YouTube gangsters and all the motherfuckers out there that you don't ever see on TV, you know, telling stories and have all this, you know, elaborate backdrops and, you know, storyline music and hairdos and lighting and real studios and shit. And they don't like, they, oh, this is BNN News. BNN News. Okay. Tell me what you got, BNN News. And then they start talking about some shit these politicians doing. And then the aliens came down from the sky. And, oh, you lost me. You lost me. You know, and it's funny, because we never see the shit. Like, there was some motherfuckers reporting and had videos and everything right there off of Lakeshore, caught UFOs flying in the sky. Two or three motherfuckers. And at the bottom of the video, it said 19 Action News. I don't ever recall 19 Action News broadcasting an episode that a motherfucker two or three people got videos of UFOs flying over Lake Erie. Never heard them. But it damn sure had that little Chinese with Linda Louie or Lai or whatever her name is, Luna Lai or whatever. Had her ass on the camera, 19 National News in the corner, talking about three people, and the dude that they interviewed called himself a ufologist. Some shit had to be for real. But they ain't telling us nothing. Just like they ain't gonna tell us why they want to raise the debt ceiling. Some of y'all don't understand that. If you borrow more money from the Fed to pay your bills, see, and that's where we at right now as a country. We don't have enough money to pay our bills. Federal government can't operate. You and me can operate because we ain't got shit to lose. But the federal government, see, and it looked bad for the president when the federal government don't got enough money to pay his bills. That means some of the programs and shit like that is being implemented. They ain't working out like the government wanted to. And thank God we don't have that kind of government that'll give our president absolute power, because we are all fucking around to be in FEMA camps right now. And you'll be looking up the battery and broadcast my Bluetooth connection with two wires connected. One of them from my fingers. The only way I can get my message to you. Somebody got an earpiece. Yeah, he do. He telling them, we get to split $3 million if they get this grand slam, y'all. But you got another motherfucker on the other side that said they'll pay us $5, though, if they don't. So how you want to run it? You can't let them get that grand slam, man.
Gotta
Somebody going home.
Yeah.
Oh man. Check him out with his Superman pose. He finna take it to the hill. Ah, try to set me up, you motherfucker. Y'all watching this game, man, and you understand why I'm saying this. The shit is so much more exciting on TV, isn't it? Because I swear, me and my son went to a big baseball game like this one, and we sat there. Two. Damn. Oh, man, them motherfuckers are done for. See? They got paid $5 million to stop the move. Now they good. Then go home and buy their wives that big old 2-carat ring. Well, F-150 they want. All right, man, 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in. Press the 1 if you want to talk. You are listening to Hood Talk Radio. And we bring some of this national shit to you from our hood perspective. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no doctor. I ain't no lawyer. I ain't no teacher, no professor, nothing. I'm just an average motherfucker with Wi-Fi. And I don't even like reading the newspaper, but I pay attention to the language that's going on from our world leaders, especially these so-called politicians in the black community. All right? And for next week's show, man, I'm looking up this. I found a website, and there is, and I always thought it was, a sort of skull and bones type secret society for these prominent black so-called leaders and businessmen and this and that and the other and this and that and the other. And they claiming they want this and equal rights and all of this shit for the people. But truthfully, man, it's a money grab right now. It used to be a land grab. Now, all of a sudden, they're trying to say that we finding all of these ancient archaeological finds over here in the United States, but I have a question for you fools out there. And I told you, motherfuckers, this is not a country. It is a company, a corporation. We are the employees of United States Inc. Okay? Why, if they find some old-ass archaeological shit over here, do they got to send it over to Britain? Why is the British motherfuckers coming over here taking our shit back to their museum? Tell me that. What kind of deal do we got going on with Britain that if they find some shit in the Grand Canyon, it belongs to them? You think about that one, man. When you find that answer, you hit me up and let me know, because I already know. I done told y'all what the deal is on that shit, okay? We owned by the Queen of England. Queen of England owned at least 18 countries. And the United States of America, Central America, and certain parts of Canada. I mean, hell, she got the keys, the lock, title, and the deed. So y'all check that out when I play this song. Let's talk radio. We'll be right back. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 646-478-0944. If you want to call in, press the one key. I want to say thank you to the 832 number. You've been so cool for hanging out with us this evening. I appreciate that. And the 271. I think that's Miss Nikki, but I don't know. But we also got a 216 right chair. We're going to see what's going on. Oh, man, did I do it again? Yes, I did, but I know what to do now. Go back to the studio. Bring Al in. Okay. There you go. I ain't got touches like that. What's up, Al?
Oh, all in all, hanging in there. Glad that the government shutdown didn't shut down the fact that you could still get out information, even the rights from wrong. So there we go on that. So I'm very thankful. I just wanted to call and say we'll be dealing with a few things on our upcoming program on Monday in regards to this and some other topics of interest as well, because Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Music Activism and News is definitely a part of that Varsity Music lineup, same phone number and all of that. The only difference is that it is on, of course, Mondays from 9 to 10 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time. I also want to let people know real quick before we get into any heavy topics on my end that this Saturday, right down here in, of course, our region at the Cleveland State University, home of the men's Horizon team, women's Horizon team, Cleveland State Vikings. We will have our 144th hip-hop workshop. That's Black on Black Crime Incorporated's hip-hop workshop. You can not only bring in your radio edits to perform from 2 to 6 p.m. We have live music from DJ Dollar Rod. But we will also be offering from 2 to 2:30 p.m. free music seminar on budgeting. And what I've said before, it goes, even if you listen to the program or anything, you say, well, I don't rap or do poetry. Well, if you're thinking about starting a business or what have you, you need to know everything about a budget, so when you go in, whoever is assisting you or what you're doing, you're not taking advantage of. So the people who are putting it out, Royal Air Entertainment, that's H-E-I-R, go on there, you can check them out. They've not only sponsored the Ohio Hip Hop Awards and other things like that, but usually they charge for everything they do. So what they're doing is sponsoring this particular part of the, of course, the Black on Black Crime Hip Hop Workshop free of charge. They'll have like monthly seminars so people can learn a little bit more about the business. If you look them up on Facebook or go through my page, events page for Alfred Porter Jr., that's JR with a period, the whole name spelled out, profile picture of the sheriff, they'll see that. And I want to also put out there, man, that I am very thankful and humbled by the Oppressed People's Nation honoring the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. And again, I'll start off by saying creator first. I thank my mom. I thank the people who have supported, and I definitely thank Varsity Music, every show from Hood Tunes Radio to Hood Talk 2, because you all promote the positive things that's going out there, which causes people to want to come out there and be a part of what's going on. So if there's something I would like to throw out on the table, man, how important is it for people to, I would say, shut up and listen? And I'll give an example before I fall back. Now, what are your thoughts on it? Because a lot of times people will call in, and they might not realize that on a show like this, my brother, you do a lot of studying and research. And instead of people listening and saying, well, I'll ask a question or comment, they'll just be like, no, he can't know more than me because I've done this, that, and the other, or my pastor told me this, or I feel this way. How important is it to fall back and listen first and engage rather than just to jump out on a whim? Because a lot of times, man, I've talked to you, and I've noticed you show respect to people that you might not even follow a lot of what they say, but you'll wait and then bring up and say, what about this? This is why I feel this, that, and other, and you engage. So I'm going to shut up and, you know, let you share that, please.
For one reason, you have to listen because most of the time you won't learn nothing. You know what I'm saying? Most people who talk about a lot of shit and spit a lot of this and spit a lot of that, that's the shit they look at. It's like they read it somewhere, and you know, like Bible scriptures. Everybody got a scripture for you. Anything you do and everything you're going through is a Bible scripture for it, and it's amazing how people can just bring it out of nowhere and quote it to you. But shit, their lives ain't that much better than yours. You know what I mean? So sometimes, and it'll even tell you in the Bible that, you know what I'm saying, God will bring you into that, and to that enlightenment in his way and in his time. It ain't about us. You know, sometimes when somebody can tell you something, and the fault of not listening is not knowing something about it. See, when people talk about shit you don't know about, it's hard to believe because you don't know it. That's that self-serving shit. You know what I mean? So if you never listen to nobody, if you go and you study and you do your own research and all of this, that's fine dandy. But if somebody can tell you something you don't know, if you want to pass it off as incorrect, or, you know what I'm saying, it doesn't even exist, then maybe, you know what I'm saying, you need to check yourself, because here it is to somebody that knows something you don't know right now. Because before, you didn't know what you know now. You was listening and paying attention then, but then you start learning shit, and you start telling people about shit you're learning, but that's where it stops. You become the talker. You become the teacher. And most teachers, I haven't heard of most teachers going back to school to learn more and how better train and, you know, teach their kids. You know what I'm saying? So it's about learning first. And then before you start talking, you first, like you said, you got to first know if what you're going to talk about is relevant to the conversation that you're listening to. You know what I mean? Most people will say, well, I learned this new word, and I can't wait to use it, you know what I'm saying, to prove my point. It's not about the word. It's the language that the word may imply. You know what I'm saying? So it's a deeper thing in learning than just listening or paying attention. There's a difference in listening to somebody and paying attention to what they're saying. You can listen all day, but if you ain't paying attention, you ain't going to learn shit. So that is why, and just in the bottom line, like Donna Brown say, bottom of the line is, you ain't going to learn shit. You ain't going to learn shit. I love to listen because, truthfully, what I do is give a person an opportunity to say, this is what I know.
Right.
You know, before I say, this is what I know, I give another person that want to talk and they speak the opportunity, because I hate to bust people's heads. Sometimes it's an enjoyable moment when you get to split a motherfucker's wig with a little bit more knowledge that they didn't go far enough in their studies, or they didn't go far enough or deep enough in their research. And somebody that did come along and just shut them down and made them look foolish because they didn't go that extra mile.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to dig deeper. Just like at work,
right.
I hate fucking job. I can't stand it. But the bottom of the line is, I got bills to pay.
I feel you.
I'm not gonna walk around there. Yeah. I'm not going to walk around there stressing myself out, going crazy and pulling my hair out because them hunkies ain't going to let me tell them what to do.
Mm.
Think I'm going to talk about that? No. You can whoop, you can holler, you can scream and stuff. And until you come to the realization that you don't own that shit, you'll be better off. Some of us is hard-headed, though, like me. You know, I thought because I knew and I know what I'm doing, that was going to make a difference to the motherfuckers, and it didn't. And who was mad? Me. Because all I wanted to do was make a difference, and I ain't even what they had in mind. I don't want no motherfucker body to make no difference. I want you to come to work. And I found that out. Every motherfucking day. You ain't making no difference around here, nigga. Bring your ass to work.
Right.
Okay? Period. So, we put ourselves in those places. We put ourselves in those places. We have to listen with more than just our ears. We have to listen with our eyes, our noses. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we got to listen with our ass. You got to go in the bathroom, sit on the toilet, see who come in there and talk on the phone, what they talking about. Because you know you can't have phones at the machines no more. If some Chinese person came walking through the factory and say, oh, we will cut your finger off if you get caught up with your cell phone at the machine. Oh, for real? That's how y'all do it in China? And so our boss said, well, y'all can't have cell phones in America now. If it wasn't for the Chinese, half of you would be laid off by now. Motherfuckers like, oh, really? Because they making more parts, but we get to fix the ones they making. Because they all fucked up. So, pay attention when somebody talking. Okay, when somebody talking, I don't give a fuck what they talking about. It can sound stupid. It can sound stupid. But even the dumbest motherfucker might have something smart to say within a dumbass statement. And it might make you say, you know, you don't never know when the creator going to use somebody to tell you something. And even all them Bible thumpers and the Quran thumpers and the Torah thumpers and whatever else, the thumper thumpers, if you read that word the way it was intended to be read, not the way your heart told you to read it, but you have to look into your heart and your soul and let your spirit be free so that you can speak to the Almighty God. Well, by the time next Wednesday comes, I'm going to have a whole list of words that we use to describe the Lord. Ha-ha, and there's one. Okay, divine, almighty, all of those words. According to the original Greek text, Jesus, calling God Jesus, calling God God, they give you the definition of and the actual pronunciation and the original spelling of the word God. I swear people always act like I'm fucking crazy, but I don't look for this shit. This shit comes to me. I pray on something. I even ask Allah, where did we get the term God from? Who gave him that name? And now, believe it or not, I'm doing a 360 degrees because now I'm not just reading the Bible to read it and to see what's being said. I'm reading it to study it to find out what was added and what was changed around. Because now that we have copies, a digital copy, I must say, and I guarantee you it was edited, a digital copy of the original Greek text, excuse me, where they get the Holy Bible from, excuse me, well, excuse me, Jesus is not even in it, nor is Yahushua, Jehovah, none of those words, Yesu, or whatever. None of those names that they gave Jesus or Horus or whatever, none of those names is in the original Greek text. None of them. Now, this is funny. They don't mention, they mention Mark. But they don't mention Paul or James or John or none of those motherfuckers. None of them. And you know why they don't mention them? Because these motherfuckers are already trying to play another trick on us. They're trying to play another trick on us.
Mm-hmm.
If the Greek text, if this is the original Greek text of the Holy Bible, okay, they said it's 2,500 years out before the Bible came into existence. 2,500 years before the Holy Bible came into existence, the King James Version. Where the hell did we get a New Testament from 4,000 years ago? If Jesus didn't exist until 2,000 years ago, how were they talking about Jesus and his name wasn't Jesus, but they was talking about the exact same shit, the exact same thing 4,000 years ago? Now, they saying that the Sumerians were the first people that wrote anything and they scribed everything on clay tablets. Okay? And that was over 4,000 years ago. So now they find the shit that's dating up to 5,000 years on clay tablets. And don't none of them talk about Jesus? They don't talk about no Savior coming back and none of this and none of that. They talk about the Anunnaki. They talk about those from the heavens that came to earth and taught us civilization and this and that and the other and shit like that. It don't got nothing to do with no, here comes the Savior from the sky to bring you, take you to heaven, or open up the fiery pits of hell and throw you there for eternity. Who came up with that idea? Okay, for whatever reason, I guess it would be money. These people came up with the idea that to rule over the people and to have that knowledge that the people don't understand, they'll pay for it. Okay, Bible say, buy the truth and don't sell it. But we got to buy it, and the only way we can make something out of it is to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
So what's for real? You know what I'm saying? I don't tell people, well, you better put down your religion. Just read it a little deeper.
Right.
Because now I'm at a 360. I started reading so many other things, and I started getting so many verses thrown at me from the Bible to be broken down and the real and the true meanings or whatever been executed and brought some shit to me. Like, let's look at it from this standpoint. Okay, let's look at it from that standpoint. You know, because at this point, if I walk myself into hell, okay, I can't blame nobody except me. But if for some strange fucking reason, just being curious about what I need to know, what I need to believe, just might keep me from going. That's if.
True that.
And if there's a hell. Let's not forget, we all been taught that. And they've been teaching that for thousands and thousands of years. Just like, for whatever reason, they've been teaching that blacks are insignificant in world history. Everything you can find out about the ancient black civilizations around the world, they've either been destroyed, they've been manipulated, or they'll say it was a myth. It wasn't for real. That was just some story that nigga came up with to entertain the slaves. You know, just like they want to say that all the Nephilim, the giants that's mentioned in the Bible, and it's funny that they mention them, but then the preacher tell you there ain't no such thing as aliens and UFOs. Okay, and they talk about the fallen angels, but they're called the Nephilim. All right, and they did roam this earth. They found this shit all over the country, not just the world. This place we live in called the United States, they are finding fucking giant skeleton bones, over 8 and 10, 12 feet tall. When you find out about it, you ain't get it. That's why right now the internet is being poisoned. You have to discern. Use your common sense to decide what's for real and what's not. So right there is an example of what Al was talking about. about listening. Because if you listen, then you can hear the ringtones of bullshit. You can tell the difference between a ringtone for bullshit. So y'all just figure out which ringtone you want to listen to. My motherfucking phone up. Oh, I ain't gonna have a ringtone. You understand me? But y'all know what's up, man. 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in. Press the one key. You are listening to Hood Talk Radio with your boy E. Max and Al Porter Jr. And we are being some enlightenment, I guess, man. Some of the things that we done learned from listening and, you know, just doing different things, man. Sometimes you got to step out the box. Say, I'm going to learn something today. It ain't got nothing to do with my Bible. And it just might surprise you what you come up with. All right? So we're going to take a break. We got 28 minutes left in the show. And I'm going to play this song like Cookie's Club. Do your thing, y'all. Be nice. We'll talk later.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Cleveland, Ohio.
Big Max.
With a raw one. Stepping into the club. Checking. Just dance. Do your thing, girl.
Rockin' with the basement. Do your thing, girl. All day.
shifting. Do your thing, girl. 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 Do your thing,
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It don't make no sense, man, when we don't charge our phones and shit like we supposed to. You know what I mean? Then we rushing to do the shit and we busy. But here's an indicator that you just might need to put a new battery in your phone, okay? If you can only talk on your phone for about 35 minutes, and you need to charge it up again, you might need a new battery. If you charge your phone up at 5 o'clock in the morning, wait a minute, if you put your phone on charge before you go to bed, and by the time you get to work, so you need to charge it again, yeah, you might need a new battery. If, when you wake up in the morning, and you need to charge your phone, and you plug it up in the car on your way to work to make sure it's charged by the time you get there, you might need a new battery. You know what I'm saying? Just like a computer, when you add memory, storage space, and you keep your security levels up and all of this and all of that good stuff, then your computer lasts longer. So every now and then, if you're going to keep your phone, you satisfied with it, excuse me, buy an extra battery, because you just might need, okay? Straight up, and that come from experience, man. I'm telling y'all, I did a lot of dumb shit in my days, and I'm still doing dumb shit learning, so I never think you're going to know it all. And learning it all. Because even when I listen and I pay attention, sometimes some of us are very hard-headed. We got to put our finger and touch it on our tongue and see if it's battery acid. Oh, yeah. And like right now, you know, my phone ain't going to never charge up because you know what we do. We put our phone on charges and then we text. We be on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. We be in tweets. And tweets. We charging our phone and using it at the same time. I swear, if you read the book like I do, it tells you, do not do that. Do not do that. And most instructions where you have a battery operator, anything else, say, let the motherfucker go dead and don't use it while it's charged. And what do? We plug our phone into the car charger, hook up the Bluetooth, and every time it rings, hello, hello. We got those hands-free chargers now where it's connected to your thing, and you put it up on the dashboard, and every time your phone rings, it's connected through the radio. And so now you talking and charging and driving at the same time. Tearing that damn battery up. And now that we got the new Dragon technology, we can text and email and everything and drive and order food and drive and text and email and respond and reply and attach files, do some banking online and everything just with the microphone at your lips. So we got to be careful, y'all. We have to be careful. Nothing else is going to work outside of being careful. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Technology and convenience is not always the best thing when you're driving down the street, when you're walking down the street, because I swear, if I see another kid, no, I'm not even going to blame it on the kid. If I see another adult jump off the curb from getting ran over for trying to cross the street on a green light. But whatever they listening to with them buds in their ears, they looking at the ground, and they just crossing the street and about to get ran over. Yeah, you look smart, motherfucker. But that's about all you get is a look. Because if there's anything that distracts you from keeping yourself, your safety about yourself, that's fucked up. You ain't seeing the big picture. You out there 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, you have to be connected to the community. By being connected to the community, that means Walkmans off, MP3 players off. A nigga could have on some tap, major tap to creep up on some of these niggas, and they wouldn't even hear them. We got buds in their ears, bumping Lil Wayne shit. You just hating me, you need the person. She made the tap out, and next thing you know, you seeing white flash, blame. Where the fuck that come from? Oh man, I was listening to my Walkman, and next thing I know, bam, the dude hit me. They talking about people driving being distracted. What about the pedestrians? What about the motherfuckers riding their bikes and they listening to their music and they ain't paying attention to the traffic laws because they on a bike? Oh, I can run this red light. Ain't no cars coming down that hill. Bam. Then you want to sue a motherfucker because he hits you with that chrome bumper. Or was it because he's black? No, dumbass. It's because you crossed on your bicycle. You blew through the red light. And if you was driving a car, that's a ticket. And if you drive enough Euclid and you run through that red light, that's a $195 ticket. Oh, yeah, they increased the fines on the red light cameras. It ain't $95 no more.
There you go.
It ain't $95 no more. No, that's the shit they told you. When they told me that I could get my license, they asked me, what happened to that vehicle that you got that red light camera ticket on? I said, I jumped it. That was that. So, I mean, pay attention, listen. You know, that should have been the topic of the damn show because a lot of people just don't. I was guilty of that shit. And then one day somebody said, listen to this. And I did. And here we are today. Sometimes I don't shut up. You know, sometimes I feel so good after a show. I can't wait to get to work, tell them white folks some shit I learned. And they look at me just as dumb as I knew they would because they didn't know what I just learned. And this fucking nigger, this fucking smart ass nigger, I didn't give a fuck. We could be rich. We rich ass niggas. We could be a professor. We a professor ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why we always jump into the boat. Come on, man. Come on, man. Okay? Let's go have fun. It'll be a blast. Come on, man. We jump into the motherfucking boat. And every time we jump into the boat, hey, hand me a beer. Never take the wheel. It's never, come on, you drive. Take the wheel, man. Let me teach you how to drive my boat. My father just bought me a speedboat. You need to learn how to drive it. You ain't going to get that. You're going to get hand me a beer, buddy. Listen. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing I could say that really, really makes sense. Because if you don't listen, you won't learn nothing. But to listen, you must pay attention. That's how you learn. You know what I'm saying? People talk. Some people listen. But the people that listen, they may not talk about nothing. They're going to talk about something to somebody. Because wherever you go, you got somebody listening just to go back and report. Okay? Sometimes you got to bite the bullet and send a little duck out there. Send a duck out there to see how many shotguns come out the damn bushes. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't, he's gonna fuck around and get shot. They're gonna say, I didn't see him. So throw you a decoy out there. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much, man, it's a sad thing. But that's how you gotta do it in life. You know what I'm saying? You meet some people, you say, oh, they cool. You go get a little strawberry $5 and say, go over there and tell that dude you want to love him right now. See what he do. Because if a nigga go in the corner with a strawberry, you might not want him on your team. That's all I'm saying. I mean, you know. Look at what happened to the five heartbeats. Yeah. So, we don't do that. You gotta throw your decoys out there. Ain't nothing wrong with it. It's sad, but it's a fact of life. Sometimes you gotta do it. You gotta put a duck out there in the middle of the pond and see if there's a shark in the water. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, one thing that I learned. And I learned a lot of shit in these years that I've been on my job. I've been able to relate the relationships and the frequency of this country. Okay? And
right.
They always call it the state of this union.
Mm.
I can always relate what's going on in our country. But what's going on at my job? It's like they're just reading the newspapers and say, okay, let's try this shit right here. It worked. Let's do it again. Fuck, since we can't get no money out of them for insurance, since they ain't raising the insurance rate this year, we just won't give them a fucking raise. Nobody, if they got raises, they was on tiers. Now, you know, you missed this many days since January, so we'll give you 20 cents today, and if you get your shit together by the first year, we are going to give you 30 more. Those are the people that got raises, and that's how they got them. Okay, they sent out the newsletter. They congratulated everybody that's been there. You got they started from the 1 to 2 years, 3 to 5 years, 6 to 10 years, and 10 years plus. This motherfucker's been there 38 and 40 years. I ain't know. In our plant, there's like 3 motherfuckers been there 25 years, and you know who they are. 24, and then he got his brother a job, and he's been there 25. But they buddy got the older brother a job. The buddy's been there 29. 29 years in the same fucking job. They must have been making paper.
Wow.
When they had to be making paper, and they got to be making a little bit of money right now. They're making more than everybody else. To be there 29 years? I know me. I better get a Grammy.
Yeah.
Lifetime Achievement Award. Something. Don't give me no motherfucking clock. Say thank you for your years of service. You can go to the pawn shop and buy me a gold watch they paid $50 for. Had to shine it up and put it in a new box. Thanks for 25 years. And then they sit in their offices, clean their champagne flutes. Yeah, we got another one. That $20 watch is going to last them the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Drink that shit and then throw the glasses in the fire.
Years. They got
They make good money. And I'm just saying, though, there ain't no Ford or nothing. They making Ford money. But damn it, at what cost? Humiliation. Well, I don't want. I make Wendy's money, and I'm tired of making Wendy's money. So I don't give a fuck about the work I do. Just pay me for it, and it ain't fair. So you know what I mean. I ain't gonna say nothing about the ink pen, but you know, one thing that fat ass Al Sharpton said that made me listen to a show one morning. Was that if there's something that you want to change out of your life, you must first change your mindset. There's something in you that has to be determined to make a difference in your life and your life alone. Now, you can't always expect that what you do is going to change somebody else's life. So if you focus on your own life, it just might. You know what I'm saying? So, quit worrying about who that girl going out with tonight. Hang out with your dudes.
Man, I've been calling her all day. And she ain't answering her phone.
So what? Hang out. Because you know what? If you don't answer your phone, she going to call you. Why you ain't answering your phone? So don't be worried about it. You know what I'm saying? We have more years. And we bring more, we bring our end closer and closer and closer. We're worrying about so many things that really don't make no sense. Like, it don't make sense that they said that when God took Adam's rib, he made Eve. I don't mean to sound critical, but I ain't never heard nobody being made out of a bone except me. Could that be like symbolism for DNA, you know what I'm saying? Because did they have a word for bone back then? You know, I don't know. There's a lot of shit we can't prove, but we ain't never been to Israel, and I haven't been to the tombs and the mines in Pakistan and none of that shit, and I would really like to go, but at this point, I have to rely on my sources and the information that I receive. So I'm just trying to make the best of what, you know, I'm comprehending. And sometimes it's frustrating. Because on one hand, you got a motherfucker saying, oh, they faked every word in the Bible. Then you got another hand saying, all you got to do is listen. Pay attention. Read this word. Read the scriptures and let the Lord come to you in the most awesome, amazing way. Well, I've been waiting for that feeling, and I haven't found it yet. How long am I supposed to wait for an answer? How long am I supposed to wait to be awakened or enlightened? And then for the things that I do understand, the more I want to learn, the more sorrowful it is. Because the Bible says with knowledge comes much sorrow. And I swear every time I learn something new, I'm happy as fuck. So I don't know how to feel. That's kind of confusing. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy as fuck when I comprehend something that I never knew. Or I figured out something that was hard for me at one point. I'm elated when I really, really, really grasp the meaning of a thing. So am I wrong for enjoying getting knowledge? Am I wrong when I enjoy having a good time, when I enjoy singing and this and that and the other? Am I wrong for wanting to entertain, to enjoy entertaining? Because it says, you know, whatever you do while you live, that's what you're going to be doing when you die. So many words, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. So if you live and drinking coffee, you're going to die drinking coffee. If you love red Fago Pop, that might be what caused your death. You know what I'm saying? I mean, these are the things that we are taught. These are the things that we praise. These are the words that we say are given to us by our Creator. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. In other words, what come around, go around. Did it have to get that deep? So does it mean that if I stab a motherfucker with a sword who tried to kill me, that somebody gonna kill me with a sword? Wow. You know what I'm saying? So right now we got the concealed carry permits that everybody getting and all the weapons. Oh, you know what? Speaking of that shit, we got 4 minutes, 59 seconds. I want to bring this up, and I want to say this before, because I said I wanted to talk about this. How about the government, excuse me, FEMA is buying, and the Department of Homeland Security, they're buying so much ammunition and so many weapons that the gun manufacturers and ammunition manufacturers are on backlog. Now the general public can barely buy anything. Everybody getting rain checks. You know what I'm saying? You want to know why? Because, you know, if it takes 4 rounds to drop your big ass, you know, they're going to use 4 of them rounds to drop your big ass. I swear they're going to do it. Y'all got to be careful. Y'all got to understand that we are moving closer and closer and closer into a police state. And if you don't believe me, pay attention to the world news. The local news ain't going to give you too much about what's going on in the world. It might tell you about some shit the white people did out in Parma or in Lakewood, you know, so down in Ohio City or Tremont, where it really matters. You know, they don't talk about the shit that's going on in the community, our community, because we don't have communities. We have neighborhoods. We don't police them. They police us. You know, but we don't hear about nothing that happens in the community. I was taking the kids home last night, and I saw a car in the ambulance getting an accident. The ambulance hit the car because the car was crossing the intersection on a green light. Did the ambulance have any lights on? No. The one on the inside, which either means they was working on the patient while they was transporting them, or the patient had already or possibly expired, and there was nothing else they could do. But was that warning for ongoing traffic or crossing traffic that, you know, we got an emergency situation here? No. So if you don't see flashing lights and nothing, are you going to pull over? No. You're going to keep going. And bam, what do we get? A terrible accident. Did you see it on the news this morning? Nope.
Mm.
It don't matter. Mm. Not in our neighborhood. I let that shit have happened on West 117th and Brook Park. Something like that. Or down on Tremont somewhere in Ohio City behind Route 2. Let that shit have happened down there. It would have been all over the news this morning. So, pay attention, y'all. Do like Al said, listen. Even Beyonce, and I don't even like her ass, and she got a beautiful song called Listen. Mm. If you don't believe me, I'm going to learn that motherfucking song. And I encourage everybody out there to go and on YouTube and type in Beyonce Listen. And listen to that fucking song. I mean, listen. Do what I'm telling you and listen to that song, and you'll all know I feel. That's why I want to learn that song. And I want to sing that song to y'all one day. Listen by Beyonce. Listen to that song. And I guarantee y'all going to understand where I'm coming from. You know what I mean? It's a whole world of information out there, and it possibly is above your realm of awareness. Do not be afraid to travel outside the box. Okay, I never want to say stop believing what you believe and believe what I believe. I'm telling you, and if you can and if you will, check it out. Check my validity. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying I know everything, but the things I talk about, I've studied them, and I have a clear understanding, okay, meaning I stand under what it's saying. Meaning it's true, and I cannot fight it. There is no dispute from me. So I understand a lot of the things that I have been learning lately over the past few years. Take some time to get there. If you put your foot out there, we get We'll help you. Hey, I love y'all. I love what you know. We're going to get on out of here. This is your boy E-Max, Al Porter Jr. And we
are.
Peace. Peace.